Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see, Carrie, and then we have Angela. Good evening. Oh.
Good evening.
Okay, Auntie Carrie, if you want to go ahead and get started and read in Deuteronomy 33 while we wait for others to join in.
Okay, Auntie Betty won't be able to get on tonight.
Okay, so she was doing, what, the closing prayer?
Closing prayer,
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Deuteronomy 33, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up to Sinai unto them. He shined forth Mount Pergam, and he came 10,000 saints from his right hand with a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All the saints are in thy hand, and they sit down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy word. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was the king of Jeshurun, when he heeded of the people, and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him into his people. Let his hand be sufficient for him, and be thou an helper to him and his enemies. And he said to Levi, he said, let thy Thurim and thy Urim be the holy one, whom thou proved of Masha. And when thou didst scribe in the water of Meribah, who said unto his father, to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, for they have observed the word and kept the covenant. They shall teach Jacob thy judgment, and Israel thy law. They shall put incense before thee, and hold burnt offering upon the altar. Bless the Lord, his substance, and keep thy work of his hand. Smite through the lion of them that rage against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. And to Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell safely by him, and the Lord shall cover him all day long, and he shall dwell upon his shoulders. And Joseph, he said, blessed of the Lord of his land, for the precious thing of heaven for dew, and the deep of crouching beneath, and for the precious fruit brought forth by the sun, and for the precious thing brought forth by the moon, and for the chief things of ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hill, and for the precious things of the earth, the fullness thereof, and for the good will of him that would dwell in the bushes, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of the head of him was separated from his brethren. His glory is like the firstling of his bullet, and his horns are like the horns of a unicorn. With them he shall push the people together to the end of the earth, and they that are in 10,000 of the Ephraim, and they shall be 1,000 of Manasseh. And Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, the great going out, and the Issachar in their tent. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifice of righteousness, for they shall suck of the abundance of the seas, of the treasure hidden in the sand. And to Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlarged Gad, he that dwelleth as a lion, and he that cherished the arm with the crown of the head. And he provided the first part of himself, because there is a portion of the lawgiver. Was he seated, and he came with the head of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord, and his judgment was with Israel. And Dan said, Dan is a lion whelp. He shall heap from Bashan. And Napatea, he said, O Napatea, satisfied with flavor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. And Esther, he said, let Esther be blessed with the children. Let him accept his brethren. Let him dip his foot in the oil. The shoe shall be iron and brass in thy days. So shall thy strength be. There is none like unto God, Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven. They help with his excellence on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arm, and he shall thrust out his enemies from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land, corn and wine. Also in the heaven shall drops of dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is likened unto thee. O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? And thy enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon thy high places. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. And we did have a couple of callers call in. Let's see here. We have Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Amen.
We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Hey, okay. And we have Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Okay, so I'm going to do a roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started with the program. I have Auntie Carrie, Angela, Sister Shirley, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, and myself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Dot.
Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you had heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this is for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing, Auntie Dot. Okay, now I will start with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the workers. And you can find me in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. In a fallen and broken world, all of us have collected a weakness. Oftentimes, we do not want to reveal them. We might not lack our imperfection, but Jesus promised to provide for our need and godliness. Thank God he always fulfills his promise. Sometimes we may feel like giving up and walking away from this challenge. To give up or walk away denies Jesus' power to work within our area of need. His sustaining grace gives us access to his power that indwells us through the Holy Spirit. God declared that his grace is sufficient to see us through our low and high valley. He gives us strength to endure. In view of his abundant love for us, we do not have to become discouraged. We do not have to give up. We have hope, and we can walk away from his plan. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of the worker. Next I have Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes.
I'm coming out of Amos 5. Lord, I can't see. 5:18-24. The title is The Day of the Lord. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion, only to meet a bear. As though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall, only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light? Pitch dark, without a ray of brightness. I despise your religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-falling stream. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Amos. Next I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness. He has openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the end of the earth have seen the salvation of our Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing in praises. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and with the voice of song. We trumpet the sound of the cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world that they dwell therein. Let the flood clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equally. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Auntie Carrie out of Psalms. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, taking each other to court. When one of you have a complaint against another, do you take your complaint to a court of sinners? Or do you take it to God's people? Don't you know that God's people will judge the world? And if you are going to judge the world, can't you settle small problems? Don't you know that we will judge angels? And if that is so, we can surely judge everyday matters. Why do you take everyday plaints to judges who are not respected by the church? I say this to you to your shame. Aren't any of you wise enough to act as a judge between one follower and another? Why should one of you take another to be tried by unbelievers? When one of you take another to court, all of you lose. It would be better to let yourselves be cheated and robbed. But instead, you cheat and you rob other followers. Don't you know that evil people won't have a share in the blessings of God's kingdom? Don't fool yourself. No one who is immortal or worship idols or is unfaithful in marriage or is a pervert or behaves like a homosexual will share in God's kingdom. Neither will any thief or greedy person or drunkard or anyone who curses and cheats others. Some of you used to be like that. But now the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and the power of God's Spirit has washed you and made your body and made you holy and acceptable to God. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of 1 Corinthians. I will go next in my reading out of 1 John 3. And it goes on to say, this is John writing to the children of Israel, continue to in him, so that when he appear, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Amen.
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 Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. Now the serpents were more subtilized than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, have God said, shall not eat of every tree of this garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, or ye will die. And the serpent said unto the woman, shall not surely die, for God knows that in the days eat thereof, when your eyes shall be open, and he shall be as God, knowing good and evil. The tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they was naked, and they sewed fig tree leaves together and made themselves an apron. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot out of Tennessee. Let's see here now if everyone would bow their head for the second shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Janet, Auntie Karen, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, and Sister Shirley and family, Reverend Slappy and family, SMA and family, the Lakeler family, the Allen family, the Verner family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Brown family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, the Chapman family, the Peters family, Miss Bird and family, Lucas family, Charlie and family, McClure family, Andrew and family, Darrell and family, Mary Ann and family, the Franklin family, the Cody family, Latanya and family, the Johnson family, the Williams family, Jessica Kendra, that was the Moody family, the Moore family, Kamisha and family, Charles and family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, DeMarcus, Tony, Malachi, Brian, and Eric, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, we ask that the Holy Spirit be activated in each and every one of us to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward. And Father God, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays for the week of March 1st through the 7th. Mm-hmm. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
I have Miss Raina on the 2nd of March. I have Wiggle Low on the 3rd of March. And my grandson, Nasir Tompkins, on the 3rd of 5th. I'm sorry, March 5th, which is 3rd.
Okay.
He'll be 2 years old.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Oh,
man.
Well, my son is celebrating his anniversary, 38 years of anniversary today. Freddie Williams and Shirley Williams.
Freddie Williams, hey, praise
amen.
God.
Amen. How many years?
Amen.
How many years, man?
38.
All right. Praise
God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh,
okay, well, I will do the birthday
song.
Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear God's children. Amen. Okay, we are at the part where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, a poem, or even more Bible verses. I'll just go down the list and share if you have it. I will start out with Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I would like to read out of James, James 4, Unexpected Changes in Our Lives. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he shall lift you up. Speak no evil one of another, brethren, and he shall speak evil of his brother, the judgment of his brother, speaking evil of the law, and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges another? Go to now, you say, today or tomorrow, we will go in such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? It is a vapor. With the appearance for a little while, and then vanish away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we will live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, let him that knows to do good and do it not, to him it is a sin. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of James. Next, I'll go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm still in the work, and I'm going to continue this paragraph. Sufficient in grace. That grace strengthen our faith to believe that God will turn our problem into something good. Grace helps us to focus on God's sufficient rather than on our circumstance. The scripture tells us that Paul had problems far greater than we have. He experienced shipwreck, imprisonment, beating, and much more. Nevertheless, he did not give up or quit, because he drew on God's grace, and his grace was sufficient for every experience he encountered. He kept faith in God's promise. Satan and his fallen angels sometimes cause us to give up and walk away from God's plan. They roam around to see whom they can tempt to stop waiting on God and trust him for solutions to problems. Satan also seeks to discourage us by redirecting our focus away from hope in Jesus Christ on things of this world or naked emotion. His aim is to make us feel hopeless, helpless, and we are thankful that our sovereign God knows our frame, and he promised to limit trials. So what our weakness, our strength, by his power, can bear. He put no more on us than we are able to bear. The solution to weakness is to lean on God's grace for wisdom, strength, and guidance. Amen.
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 For that reading, I take Betty out of the work. Next, I have Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to continue on with where I was with Amos, the day of the Lord.
Amen.
The day of the Lord The day of the Lord is a term that refers to the Lord appearing and judging the nations and punishing the wicked. The Israelites were expected to be on the side of safety in the day of the Lord. They were God's covenant people, and Amos's hearers were anticipating the Lord punishing their enemies for how they treated Israel. However, these same people were also oppressing the poor. So Amos's task was to announce to Israel and Judah that God comes to punish not just the unrighteous and injustice, but that also includes them. What Israel and Judah did not realize is they were no longer practicing and worshiping God. They were just going through the motions. They've gotten too complacent with doing the feasts and the worship services, but they wasn't doing it according to the heart, to their hearts and the love of God. And they created all these laws so to help govern the cities. But what they failed to look at, those laws were causing the poor people to be poor and the rich people to be richer. I don't know about you guys. If you take a step back and look at what's happening in our government right now today, we're living in those times.
Oh, yes.
We're living in those times. What's happening right now today, they're eliminating the middle class. It's just going to be the poor and the rich. The rich keeps getting richer, and the poor keeps getting poorer. So on the day of the Lord, on the day of the Lord, if we don't stop practicing religion and start living it from our hearts, we're going to be just like the wicked ones.
Amen.
Amos considers the false sense of security to running from a lion or escaping into one of our homes. When the day of the Lord comes, there is no escape. There is no safe haven, as the Lord stated. If you are not following Jesus today, you won't have time on the day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to get it right now, to get it right. While they are waiting for God to judge their enemies, Israel and Judah, Amos kept declaring and repeating that the judgment was on them. I just want to say that we as Christians, we have an obligation to speak out just like Amos did.
Amen.
We have an obligation to make sure that we're caring for our oppressed people. We're caring for our poor people. And not just because things are good and comfortable for us and we're studying and we're in our Bible and worshiping, we also got to be stewards for God. We got to care for the poor and the oppressed, because the wicked only care for themselves. So let's just keep going out there and telling the truth, and let's shame that devil, and let's be free. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that reading, Angela. We needed that update.
Amen.
It happened right before our eyes.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, helping Christian leaders. Church leaders,
Amen.
I am writing to encourage you. I too am a leader, as well as a witness to Christ's suffering, and I will share in his glory when it is shown to us. Just as shepherds watch over their sheep, you must watch over everyone God has placed in your care. do it willingly in order to please God and not simply because you think you must. Let it be something you want to do instead of something you do merely to make money. Don't be bossy to those folks, those who are in your care, but set an example for them. Then when Christ, the sheep shepherd, returns, you will be given a crown that will never lose its glory. All of you young people should obey your elders. In fact, everyone should be humble towards everyone else. The scripture says, God opposes proud people, but he helps everyone who is humble. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of 1 Peter. I just wish I could take that to school and read it to the kids.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, they have very little respect for their elders. Just saying.
Sure.
Amen. But thank you for that reading. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes unto the hill. From hills come my help. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve their going out and their coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms 121. And I just have this little quote out of the Daily Bread. Let's see, I think you can get the reading out of Acts. But it goes on to say that Christ takes each sin, each pain, and each loss, and by the power of his cross, transform our brokenness and shame so that our lives exalt his name. Our rough edges must be chipped away to bring out the image of Christ. Amen.
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 Okay. Let's see if there anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer. Okay. Well, I would like to welcome Sister Shirley back. We miss you and we love you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I miss being in the group, but February is Black History, and I work with a lot of Black History programs, so I was real busy last month, but hopefully and prayerfully I'll be able to be on the line this month and throughout the rest of the year.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay, let's see here. Before we go into the closing prayer, see if any we have any takers for parts for next week. I have Deuteronomy 34. Do I have any takers that would like to read on that?
Shirley Lewis, Sister Shirley.
Sister Shirley, praise God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Let's see here. The opening prayer. Bless another prayer line. Any takers for that?
I keep Betty.
Okay. I'm sorry?
I keep Betty.
Auntie Betty, do the blessing prayer line. Okay. And next I have the closing prayer. Okay.
Auntie
Carrie, you'll do that. Okay, so for next week, I have Deuteronomy 34, Sister Shirley, the blessing of the prayer line led by Auntie Betty, and the closing prayer led by Auntie Carrie. And I want to go back and thanks for all the help that we had this week on the program, Auntie Carrie.
Amen.
It's Deuteronomy reading. Amen.
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 Auntie Dot, bless the prayer line. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now, if everyone would bow their head, we thank you, Auntie Betty, for leading us out in the closing prayer. Amen.
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 Okay. Eternal God, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for always meeting us at our point of need. We thank you for your accomplishment, your will, in the midst of all our circumstances. When we doubt and come discouraged, Lord, please bring us back into remembrance of your promise of your sufficient grace. Father, we just thank you for this night. This time, we thank you for your prayer line. And, Father, we know that there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place and on our prayer line. And we know that it is the Spirit of the Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen,
amen.
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 And thank you for that host, Dr. Betty.
Yeah. I want to thank Angie for the reading she did tonight. It lifted a lot of us in her words.
Amen.
Angela.
Amen.
I tell you, I'm going to read the Book of Amos tonight.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Angela. Thank you for enlightening us.
Amen.
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 I just say one more thing, John.
Yes.
What you say, Angela? I just want to test the of this line. We're all guilty, like Israel. We're, you know.
You fading out.
I was guilty and being just like Israel, as if the prayer line came from to get on here to where I got to where I didn't want to be a part of it anymore. And I realized that I just lost heart in what we were doing. So first of all, I want to thank everybody for just continuing to join this call every Sunday. It means a lot. It means a lot. It means more than anybody could ever realize. And I just wanted to share it. Just going through that aimless process, I said, wow, that's me, and I'm ready to quit, Lord, because I wasn't getting anything out of it. Well, probably because I wasn't putting anything into it. So, you know, sometimes we have to reflect back on ourselves as well. You know, when we feel uncomfortable, we probably need to check ourselves and see, you know, because we should always be like that going on this journey. And when you feel like you're too comfortable or you don't want to do more when you know something good, that's when you need to just check yourself, regroup, and rethink, and then start again. I just want to say that I'm back, and you're just going to see a new me. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. Your heart needs to be in it.
Yes.
You can't quote. You got to be a doer and a believer.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Here I am, a doer.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we have a responsibility to teach our children that they should respect all adults, not only the parents, but all adults.
That is so true.
Amen. I tell you, Sister Shirley, I'm
Amen.
Going to school tomorrow with some quotes for those kids. I'm going to spread the butter on it this time.
You're
going to
spread it
right there. Work, so I'm going to spread the butter on it this time. I'm going to talk with our kids. Our middle grade kids are just so far out there. It's,
They just think everything is supposed to be an argument. It's sad. You can't communicate with them. But
that's
I will be taking.
We just have to pray for them. Yes, we have to keep on praying.
I am praying for them, but I will be reading 1 Peter 5 to get some insight on what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say.
All right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight, and I thought it was a gorgeous show tonight. Brought a lot of light, shed a lot of lights on things that we probably had just put on the back burner, but I thank God for each and every one of you and what you had to share with us tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And the Tellum family and friends, I'd like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the President and everyone in the White House, bless America, Israel, and other nations, our schools, and this prayer line. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
We
love you guys.
Everyone,
we love you.
Hi.
Good
night.
Night, night.
Set me on fire. Set me on fire. go to the Arctic to be an explorer.